in the context of trafficking and exploitation and prostitution. Please go ahead.
Madam Chair, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, let me warmly welcome Chef de la Delegation, Madame, and honored delegation members. I express my condolences on the victims of the conflict situation and injured persons, especially. Your Excellencies, Democratic Republic of Congo adopted 2005-2006, ratified especially all the conventions against transnational crime and its protocols. At the same time, government in 2022 law adopted and passed the law on combating human trafficking and criminalized sex trafficking and labor trafficking. Law amended the penal code to criminalize all forms of labor trafficking and some forms of the sex trafficking. At the same time, so during the 5 years of the reporting period, there was organized special trainings and seminars on the prevention of trafficking for the civil servants. However, despite these efforts, the state party has investigated fewer cases. The problem of identification on the face, shelters and victim-centered comprehensive services are inadequate, especially in rural and conflict areas. Complicity in trafficking crimes are inefficient, terribly contributing to impunity for traffickers. Conflict-affected mining areas are also susceptible to persistent dynamics where women are girls and victims of human trafficking are sexual slavery by armed groups followed by revenue from trade in minerals. After the observation of the resources, institutionalization of the Congolese National Police and the Directorate General of Immigration, which used girls and women from Rwanda and Burundi without legal documents to enter the country. This has led to an increase in the number of maisons de tolérance partout in the towers of Uvira, Bukavu, Goma, Kalemie, Kamanyola, Sange Kiliba, and Goma. Prostitution, forced prostitution on bars, hotel services where internally displaced girls and women's IDPs are persecuted near the border of Democratic Republic. Sources have the same time including that the involvement of Burundian girls in the mining areas of Uvira and Misisi in the prostitution, forced prostitution networks of John, I will give not the names, especially persons, known as entrepreneurs of the Bukavu. At the same time, we see this different problems in this situation. Persistent conflict has enabled armed groups to continue kidnapping and forcibly recruitment men, women, and children, particularly in mining areas where coercion and prostitution in mining areas where